Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Klaus fumbles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Lawler scores. Dropo goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1. White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is walked intentionally. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Klaus scores. Gurnett moves to third. Zobchin moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Faith Roneberry now playing center field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Fox reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zobchin moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Kell reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso bunts towards first. Zobchin fields the ball and throws to Sullivan covering. Safe. Kell moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to home to get Cal. Minoso moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Minoso. The throw to Sullivan covering the plate. The slide. Minoso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridwesser now playing shortstop. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox too, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Klaus. Kell moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Kell scores. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-4 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser misplays the ball. That's an error on Breidweiser. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White bunts towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pierce. Button moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 4 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridwesser hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 4 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Zobchin moves to second. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to third for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 5 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Throneberry moves to second. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Sammy White. Dixie Howell now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty now catching. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Consolo moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Consolo scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.